We are talking about secret. Go.
You're on camera.
I run Kinder Gym, like where I coach, like 2-year-olds to 4-year-olds, and like it's active. Obviously, it's like active, like it's activity, but like. In terms of C group, when I did it for, like, I know it's not really relevant, but OVP, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I didn't know really, like, attention span of little kids or the ages that you have for little kids and how much. Whereas, like, now I've done, like, structured, like, hour classes. Like, I know, like, how to split it up into, like, you know, I don't know, like, that sort of stuff for kids. So, like, if there was, I know you need, like, you don't need that much equipment, like you need, but I don't know. If I was like, I was open to like running some stuff with that kind of age group of kids in terms of physical activity.
Cause so I'd to like put things into doing that for a year. Perspective, like, so this would be really useful for you in how C group works. So you have two dedicated leaders, but you all get rostered onto C group to help them.
Yeah.
And say like, if you really want to do an activity with Christy and you're happy to run a session with her.
Yeah.
Let her know well in advance.
Okay.
So that Ella can roster you on.
Okay.
For that session. You guys negotiate when the best time to do that. Just a lot of communication for C group. If you want to run something, like, you know, when I did it, Danae and Carlene wanted to run a little car rally with them. So I just told whoever the roster leader was that year. I don't even mean Danae, actually. And they just got rostered on for that period.
Okay.
And honestly, like, I'm happy to listen to your ideas of that. I've got heaps of ideas. And if I want to try, once I know who's going to be rostered on C group, I want to let you know in advance what I'm looking at doing. So I don't want to just get you there and then you go, so what's happening? I want you to feel comfortable to be there. Come and see me before I go, I'm unsure about that. So I'm always happy to help with that front too.
So the other thing we can do is Christy will organise a roster that's separate to the camp but runs alongside it for C group. And you can share that with us. And if there's something particular you look like you might want to do, like, you know, story time or whatever it is you might do, tell her so then we can allocate you to that time slot so that you're doing something that you want to do and you get involved in that's going to be fun for you. There's a lot of flexibility in that with that sort of thing. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's the right time. We discussed the possibility of doing a B-minus group.
So, okay, that's a good point.
Particularly
so what I'm
with, like,
do,
say, like, the 7-year-olds, if there's a, because there's going to be a lot of, like, 7 or 8
So the way that's going to work, it's a good point. It's probably a good time to bring it up.
Yeah.
So we're going to have F troop, which is the 0s to about 3-4-year-olds. Then we have C group, which is, like, 4-7. Now, with the 7-year-olds, maybe some 6-year-olds, depending on what the parents think, they're going to have the option every activity period, because they will be allocated to a B group sports group. They'll have the option of going into B group during activity period, if they want to, or they can stay with C group, and that's going to be, just means that your numbers might be bigger or smaller depending on the activity period. So you may get some C groupers in B group now if they start to mess up or not
They'd
behave
still
or not
have
listen.
To have their parents with them.
No,
they
don't. Oh, okay. They drop them off with like the rest of the camp. Okay. They're fine. If they start to misbehave, you can get their parents. They can take them back away, or they don't have to be there for the whole time. But there'll be a little age group that's going to be flexible in with B group or C group depending on how they're feeling at the time. So it just means that you guys will.
Is that activities only?
Yes, not huts.
So I was just going to say huts.
No, no. They're like, they can sleep in the huts. Like, no. We won't have enough room. They're sleeping with their parents.
With that, we just have to be cautious of what activities, because some of the activities, they might not cope with the older B groups.
Yeah, and but that's up for the parents to make that judgment call. They'll be aware of what they're doing. The parents will make that judgment, and they will be managed by the parents, not by
It wouldn't
by
be
us.
Like instructor sports or anything like
Definitely
that.
Definitely not
just
instructor
be like,
sports.
And at the time, the leaders should be well aware that these are C group.
Yeah.
It's B group.
Yeah.
It looks like something's going on. Or
is that something that the parents will get a briefing on prior to, because like sort of on the first day?
Yeah, that's what me and Eric usually have, like a first day talk with parents. But so just be aware there will be some C groupers in B group at different points of the week.
Okay.
And it'll be up to the parents to manage. And if you guys are feeling like the kids are misbehaving and the parents aren't doing anything to help, just let Eric and I know and we'll talk to the parents about it. So yeah. Anyway, back to your C group ideas.
Okay, so
what do you need from us?
I want to kind of talk to you first, Marissa, about it.
Yeah. Which we will a bit later today.
Yeah. So.
Do you want us to brainstorm some ideas for you, like write some stuff down for you guys? I know you've probably got ideas already, but
I've got so many ideas, but I'm more than happy if people got ideas.
Yeah.
I don't
I have no ideas for C group. I'm bad with real little kids.
Should we go into little groups again and write some stuff down for 10 minutes?
We can do that again if you like. C groups.
Yeah.
And sit outside 10 minutes, meet back here.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.